This week we've been telling you about the debate over immigration laws in the United States. Much of that debate focuses on the effect of immigration on the U.S., but migration also has a big effect on Mexico, the country that so many people are leaving. And we have the second part of a series today on that. In Mexican states where migration is highest, entire villages are emptying of the young and able, leaving small and broken communities behind. According to one recent study, more than half the municipalities in 10 Mexican states are seeing falling populations. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro visited one area which has one of the highest rates of migration in Mexico.
The village of El Gusano, or the Worm, gets its name from the hills that undulate around it. It's a small, poor farming community, but El Gusano is visibly changing. Mostly gone are traditional mud brick homes. Now concrete multi-room abodes are the norm. For many migrants, making money in the U.S. is only a means to this end.
The real dream is to buy a property, to buy a piece of land and start to build up their own house.
Adriana Cortez heads a regional NGO that runs programs to keep Mexicans from migrating north. She says, as you walk around El Gusano, something begins to seem not quite right.
The problem is more and more common is to see this community with the empty houses.
Money may be coming into El Gusano, but the people have been leaving in ever greater numbers to go and work in the U.S., and it's affecting the mostly women and children who are left behind.
They start to have a depression, something that before we don't have here in our community, and now they have this kind of sickness that they sometimes they really don't understand.
Esta es mi nuera.
The mother of one clan, Matilde Alvarez, walks through her family compound and points out the different homes that belong to her five sons who are in the United States working illegally. They are all empty except for one, where the wife of one of her sons lives. Maria Jesus Garcia is 24, and she has two young children trailing her as she enters the house to show it off. There is no pride, though. She says she almost feels entombed in its echoing rooms devoid of furniture.
No vale la pena. Es muy, muy triste.
The truth is, it's not worth it. It's very sad to look at the home. It's pretty, but sad because he's not here. I live only with memories. I don't see the point. I wish he could be here with us.
Because it's so hard to cross the border now, her husband has stayed in the U.S. and has not come to visit. Her youngest doesn't even know him, as she was born after he left. Maria Jesus Garcia says during the dark days, she thinks that none of the owners of these empty houses that surround her are ever going to come back.
Tal vez como un sueño que no se realice. Tal vez como un sueño que...
I think it's a dream that may never come true. A dream that is so far away. I asked my husband to take me over there. But he said no. He said, why do I want you here, where we suffer so much? At least there, you and the girls are eating well, while here we don't.
That attitude is becoming increasingly rare. What's becoming more common is that husbands try to take their wives and children across, emptying whole villages. Adriana Cortez's NGO runs a series of projects that try to create employment in the communities so that Mexicans won't go north. It's had mixed success. The lure of better-paying jobs in the U.S. often proves too strong to keep people here. What attracts companies to Mexico, cheap labor, also pushes people out to look for higher salaries elsewhere. In El Gusano, a normal worker gets about $80 a week, if he can find a job.
They start to have the decision just to leave our country. Means to leave the country means the whole family.
Cortez is a fierce critic of the Mexican government, which she says does little, if anything, to prevent its people from heading north, despite the emotional and social devastation that is often the result. But go, they still do. In a neighboring village, a group of 15-year-old boys hang out underneath a tree near a school playground. They are giggly and shy when approached by a reporter. But they say they too plan to make the journey to the U.S. Martin Paredo says he will quit school soon. He says, we don't want to study anymore. Better to leave. Rigoberto Quintero, his friend, says he will follow the other men and boys who have left. He says, this is the pure countryside here, and we work more for less money. They say that over there, you can make a lot of money. He says he'll be leaving this village on his 16th birthday. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, El Gusano, Mexico.